are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Robbins. Our current serial is Halloween Is Not a Verb from the Fake Geek Girl series. Part 1, To Halloween or Not to Halloween, Chapter 2, Something's Cooking. Rock Goddess has created this mirror chat. Twinsies, no. Rock Goddess, bat's eyelashes. Twinsies, change my name right now or I'm out of this chat. Rock Goddess, you are literally the last person in the world who uses full stops in mirror chat. Rock Goddess, fine. Twinsies is now Hebe so boring. Hebe so boring. I hate you. Why even? Rock Goddess, the mums want to know, are we going to Halloween this year? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Hebe so boring. I was waiting for the rest of the sentence to show up, but punctuation will do, I suppose. Rock Goddess, I laugh in the face of punctuation. Rock Goddess, I used to laugh in the face of spelling, but now mirrors have autocorrect. WTF. Hebe so boring. Don't you have a class right now? Rock Goddess, the mums want to know, are we Halloweening? Hebe so boring. Halloween is not a verb. Rock Goddess, sure it is. To Halloween. Shall we Halloween? Baby, Halloween me so hard. Hebe so boring. Is this conversation still about our mums? Hebe was still staring at her phone when a hand lunged over her shoulder and smacked it out of her hand. Holly! Sorry, not sorry, said her twin sister, swinging around her other side and making a try for Hebe's toasted panini. Ow, hot, 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 she added, and dropped the sandwich back on the plate. You're a monster, said Hebe, pulling her tray protectively towards herself. Get your own food. Broke till Friday, gotta sing for my supper. Feed me. Holly made a sad emoji face, managing somehow to look ironic and genuinely hungry. Ugh, you're the worst, said Hebe. She grudgingly poked her sandwich halves further apart. Wait till it cools down. What's with the Halloween thing? It's October, said Holly, eyeing the sandwich as if it was about to make a leap for freedom. I know that, but Halloween is weeks away. You never plan ahead. Last year, Christmas took you by surprise. Christmas, Holly. The decorations had been up in the shops for 3 months, our uni shuts down weeks before, and you were all, hey, why are there no students in the bar? I was distracted and broken-hearted. Hebe blinked. You were broken-hearted last Christmas? I don't know, probably. Holly jabbed a fingertip at the sandwich to see if it was cool enough to massacre yet. I don't know why you're so suspicious. I'm not suspicious. I wasn't suspicious until you started throwing around words like suspicious. I'm being a good daughter and considering our social commitments, said Holly, eyes widening. Halloweening in the city with our friends. Halloweening in the country with our beloved family. Tricky choice. Gotta make the right decision. You're up to something, Hebe decided and took a bite of her sandwich. It was still too hot to eat. But if she didn't get in now, she'd lose the whole thing. Holly had practically eaten her own half in 3 bites. Sage landed at their table with a thump, his food tray laden with more cheeseburgers than a single person should eat, even one with the muscle mass of those arms. A wave of thaumaturgical heat came with him, like he'd dragged a tropical weather front into the canteen. How is your class? Hebe asked him. Which was a simpler, less confrontational way of saying, how's that class you took to mess with the tutor because she stole your favourite t-shirt, and also to flirt with the one boy in this university you really shouldn't be flirting with? Sage looked smugger than should be possible while chewing half a burger. Inspiring, challenging, highly educational. Smoke started to emanate from the burger he held. And you haven't had enough coffee today. Hebe sighed, passing him her untouched latte. What makes you... Ow, shit! The burger burst into flames. Sage dropped it, slapped the flames out with one cupped hand, and took a deep swallow of the latte. Oops. His magic settled in the air around them. Hebe no longer felt like she was about to burst into flames herself. If you spend much more time letting your magic flare up around Jules Nightshade, we might have to consider a caffeine implant, Holly said. She bit into a cheeseburger. Sage looked at her and then at his plate. Did you steal that from my plate? I liberated it from the patriarchy. Hebe, Holly is misusing that one gender studies class she took to impress a hot professor, Sage whined. That's actually the most productive use I've seen her find for any of her classes, said Hebe. Holly grumped. You pick a year's classes at random, one time. Hey, I'm not the patriarchy, said Sage, belatedly offended. Hebe and Holly both tilted their heads at him. I mean, said Hebe, you kind of are. Butternut pumpkins, said Holly. Sage blinked. Is that your safe word? I'm giving you this burger back, because you're clearly mad with starvation, said Holly, placing the half she'd not eaten on his plate. The mums need to know how many butternut pumpkins to put on the shopping list, so they need to know how many people are Halloweening with us. The answer is zero. Zero butternut pumpkins, said Hebe with a sigh. It's not even the season for root vegetables. It's spring. It's the season for the conversation about how pumpkins are out of season, but whatever, said Holly. You two, Sage, to Halloween or not to Halloween? Am I invited? He asked. No one's invited, said Hebe, at the same time that Holly said, Everyone's invited. Okay, said Sage. It is a while since I tasted Agatha's butternut pumpkin surprise. I'm feeling nostalgic. I'll think about it, said Hebe, giving her sister a look. I have a lot of work to do. Fine, you think about it, said Holly. But you'd better think up a good excuse if you're not going to Halloween. Once the mums start texting you instead of me, you know they mean business. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. There'll be another part of the story next week. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.